listening and have a dope day.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app. Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app. Downloads of this.
And that is the Cramps starting us off with Garbage Man here on This Music Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is John Rasso. I am your host for another hour. A theme, shall we say. And this week's theme is garbage. It's trash. It's getting rid of trash. It's cleaning up garbage because it is trash night in my neighborhood. And sort of warming up towards the big Halloween trash night there. So there we have the Cramps. That is probably my single favorite Cramps song. I remember watching something late night. It might have been like Night Flight or something like that. And that video coming on and freaking me the hell out. And it was just rocking and grooving and digging up on YouTube. The Cramps with songs The Lord Taught Us from that album, Garbage Man. So let's keep a little bit of obvious things going here. But here's an hour of music about trash.
Trash won't pick it up. Take them lights away. Trash won't pick it up. Don't take your life away. Trash won't pick it up. Don't try to take my knife away. And please don't you ask me if I love you. If you don't
call you a lover boy.
Try it, pick it up, take them lights away. Try it, pick it up, don't put that knife away. Try it, pick it up, don't take your life away. Try it, get it up, don't throw your love away. Try it, pick it up, don't take my night away. Try it, won't pick it up, try to take them all away. Try it, pick it up, don't take my night away. Oh, try it.
That is Jerry Glazer doing Trash People. I'm hearing it in the background still. I gotta turn down my monitor here. Sorry about that. I do this all the time. There it goes. It's over. That it was called Trash People. My room smells just like an ashtray. From their LP, Apocalyptic. Easy for me to say. Before that, it was Garbage Truck by Sex Bomb. That is from the soundtrack of Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Sex Bomb. And starting us off was, of course, the New York Dolls from their Apocalyptic debut, self-titled LP, Trash. Hey, everybody, it's Monday. Just trying to make it through it. I don't know why. I was a little distracted all day. Was busy as hell, but hard to focus. It is a Monday. I forgive myself for Mondays. You should forgive yourself, too. Let's move on to a little more things about trash and garbage and getting rid of it. Yeah, this is the Throw It Away trilogy, starting off with the Blacklist.
I think when you come to a real rock club, you don't fuck it up.
Exactly. You should be over 21 to do that shit.
No fire in the 40 watt, motherfucker.
I see you watching the crowd fly.
it away, throw it away, throw it away. That is the name of the last three songs. That was Preoccupations from their cassette LP, doing Throw It Away. Before that, Joe Jackson from his debut, Look Sharp. I did it again. See, just echoing on myself. From his debut, Look Sharp, doing Throw It Away. At some point, he changes it to the Joe Jackson Band. It's the same guys, but it was just under his own name on that first one. And the Black Lips, doing Throw It Away. A little commentary about the 40-watt club in Athens. Starting that one off. Okay, well, here we are at Radio Free Brooklyn at 5:24 on a Monday. It's October 15th. I was going to say September. I don't know why, but it is October. My name is John Rasso. The show is called This Music Hour, and each week, This Music Hour is a different theme. Today being trash, garbage, and all that thing you do on, I put out on a Monday and Thursday night, and they pick it up on Tuesday morning and Friday, at least in my neck of Brooklyn. So, we're going to keep going here, and we got another 5 minutes. After this set, I'll do my little bit of an announcements that I'm supposed to be doing to keep things honest here. This is a classic. Ooh. It's a sad tale by one Muddy Waters called Garbage Man.
She run off with the garbage man. Yeah, you know I need this good-looking woman so she can empty my chains. Yeah, I don't know where she been, and I don't know where she going. Yeah, you know I don't know where the little girl been. Well, you know I need you to come back to me, honey, because my garbage can is overflowing. Well, all right now. Yes, indeed. Trash.
Store, give them to the aisle when you walk by. I'm on that. subway line. Coffee shop eating toast and egg. I never beg, baby. I never get down on my knees. I gotta get you just to see. I get you just to see. Have me gone, long gone, lost in your eyes, lost in my pride. Now I realize, got you calling me, speaking me, seeking me, sexing me. What happened to my freedom? You need me like the air, cause you drink me like the water. Sort of funny, I'm your daddy, but you ain't my daughter. First you said you need some space, but now please leave my place. Every other day or so, get from my face and taste of what I got and get back. That woman tried to flame me cause that girl has much gain. I can't get with that, she paid a price to play. I'm a freak the moves with the shorty. I get to just to say, I never beg, baby. I never get down on my knees. I gotta get to just to say, I get to just to say. Gonna make you love me, yeah, then I'm gonna lose ya. I never beg, baby. I never get down on my knees. I gonna get you just to see. I get you just to see.
That is G Love and Special Sauce doing Garbage Man from their debut LP. Before that, Mr. Muddy Waters from, well, the song is called Garbage Man, and it's from his 1973 album called Can't Get No Grindin'. That is Muddy telling it like it is. Okay, here we are. I told you I would have to do some announcements. Here it is, 5:33 here in New York City. I've been doing my, I'm reading my little notes here, of my little on-air mentions. You know you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, so I've been mentioning that one. One of the things I do want to mention to you is that we have a newsletter, so please be sure to subscribe to our monthly newsletter for the latest news about new programming and upcoming RFB events. You can sign up at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Once again, that is radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. It's not written out. They should write it out verbatim that it says forward slash, because it is a forward slash. People say backslash all the time, and that would be incorrect. Okay, we're moving on to a funk epic here. This one from the Philadelphia International Love Orchestra and MFSB. It's actually the Philadelphia International All-Stars, but it is it will, well, you know, there is so much explanation in this song. I do not need to explain it myself. So take it away, fellas.
You know, I was in New York City a few months ago, and the garbage and the trash men were on strike. I'm talking about the maintenance people for the city. What they were trying to do was they were trying to get a little more money, you know, get a little raise in pay. But at that particular time, the city was broke. They were about ready to declare default. I tell you, the garbage in some places was stacked up 2-3 stories high. At night, boy, at night it wasn't even safe to walk the street, you see, because the rats, the roaches, and the water bugs, I mean, they were hustling, baby, trying to get something easy. And let me tell you something, it was stinking, boy, and it was all kind of disease in there, you know? But it only brought to mind the fact that you can no longer depend on the man downtown to take care of business like he's supposed to, when he's supposed to. In order for us to get it like it's supposed to be, as far as cleanliness, you know, and safety, we got to get together and do it for ourselves. That's the only way it's going to be done. And you know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you what I mean.
have it. From 1973, that is MFSB and the Philadelphia International All-Stars. You probably recognize Little Lou Rawls in there, too. That deep voice up front. That was Let's Clean Up the Ghetto. Glad to see they've gotten to that. Actually, they've turned it into the Deuce on HBO. Okay, we're going to move to some fun, funky pop. I love this one. This one is from Vicki Anderson, one of James Brown's proteges from the early 70s. This one is called Don't Throw Your Love in the Garbage Can.
You know, girls, without your love, you don't even exist. So why waste your love on some no good man? Now dig on this. Stop throwing your love in the garbage can. Listen to me while I rap. his blues away. She'll give him plenty loving 24 hours a day. The clean up woman, she'll sweep him off his feet. She's the one who'll take him in when you dump him in the street. So take a tip, you better get hip to the clean up woman, 'cause she's tough.
Preaching at me, acting like he wrote the golden rule, shaking his fist and speeching at me, shouting from his soapbox like a fool. Come Sunday morning, he's lying in bed with his eyes all red from the wine in his head, wishing he was dead, but he ought to be heading for a Sunday school. Clean up your own backyard. Oh, don't you hand me none of your mind.
Hallelujah.
Clean up your own backyard. You're into your business, I'll
clean
tend
up,
to mine.
Clean it up, mister.
Drugstore cowboy criticizing, acting like he's better than you and me. Sidewalk supervising, telling everybody how they ought to be. Come closing time most every night, he locks up tight and out go the lights, and he ducks out of sight, and he cheats on his wife with his employee. Clean up your own backyard. Chair quarterback's always moaning, second guessing people all day long, pushing, pulling, and hanging on, always messing where they don't belong. When you get right down to the nitty gritty, it's a little pity that in this big city, not a one little bitty man will admit he could have been a little bit wrong. Up your own backyard.
Oh, don't you hand me none of your
lies.
Clean up your own backyard.
You tend to your business, I'll tend to mine.
Clean up your own backyard.
You tend to your business, I'll tend to mine.
Of course, Elvis Presley doing Clean Up Your Own Backyard. That was from an LP called Almost in Love from 1970. You know, you figured by 1970, Elvis would have finally been in love. But no. But that is a great little record. That's the record that has a little less conversation on it. It's kind of groovy. Dig that one out. That one is Almost in Love. But Clean Up Your Own Backyard from that LP. Before that, Betty Wright with her classic Clean Up Woman. Boy, I like that song no matter how many times it gets used in like Windex commercials or whatever they are. That completely undermine the quality of that song. And starting us off was one Vicki Anderson doing Don't Throw Your Love in the Garbage Can. Speaking of garbage cans, we had to dig up the B-52's party mix for Throw That Beat in the Garbage Can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're a little tight on time for what I'm looking to do here. So I'm going to have to cut a couple songs and not answer the ringing phone behind me because we only got a couple minutes left. That was, of course, the B-52s doing Throw That Beat in the Garbage Can here on This Music Hour with your host, myself, the ringing phone, and John Rasso, me, here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Sorry, I'm a little distracted as the last couple minutes come in here. So I'm going to close out with an odd thing that I discovered somewhere on here. Might have room to squeeze in another one. But this is called The Time Machine, T-H-Y-M-E. And this seems like, I think it's pretty contemporary, but this seems like someone who has a little bit of a dysfunction in a Syd Barrett kind of way. This is an LP from 2014 called Wake Up With The Time Machine. And I can't tell if it's a kid's thing or not. Maybe it is, but you listen to these lyrics, and it's a little out there for me. This one is called The Only Statue Cleaner In This Town.
This day started like every other day in my whole life started. I had some porridge for breakfast, made sure my hair was neatly parted. Then it continued like every other day in my whole life continues. I had a brew and a biscuit too, and another biscuit and another brew. I check both my pockets to make sure that I have my keys and my pen. Then I lock the door and I check the door and I check the door again and again and again and again and again and again. Then I walked into town the same way that I always walk into town, past the bottle bank and the cricket ground and the post office and the library. I'm the only statue cleaner in this town. I'm the only statue cleaner in this town. It doesn't take me long to do the rounds because this town has only got one statue. It's a statue of a man that was paid for by his wife and erected in the square to commemorate his life. And the statue's 10 foot tall and I've got to clean it all, from his head to his toes, from his ears to his nose. Oh, this town has got a statue, and the statue's got a cleaner, and that cleaner is me, and that means I'm the only statue cleaner in this town. I'm the only statue cleaner in this town. I'm always done my job by 12:30 because this town has only got one statue. The cleaner that I use is an industrial strength multi-surface cleaner. It's much stronger than the cleaner that you use at home. I clean under the eyelids. It always takes me longest to clean under the eyelids. It's the crevice that's hardest to reach and collects the most detritus. I'm the only statue cleaner in this town. I'm the only statue cleaner in this town. It doesn't take me long to do the rounds because this town has only got one statue. In one hand, my cloth in the other. I'm the only statue cleaner and there'll never be another. This town is barely big enough for both of us.